I have people listening, Gravelton Lake, where they have a bunch of people, and Farakaway. Okay, we're learning now, Chavis Halvavis, it's Thursday night, or Yud Ches Siman, or Yud Ches Siman, and we're learning Chavis Halvavis, and we're learning Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we are learning the 13th Cheshbon. Cheshbon HaNefesh means things you should think about while you're taking a walk or on your treadmill, things you should think about. Chavis Halvavis is a big believer in thinking. Do you know right? Do you know Dr. Wright? He's making a wedding tomorrow morning. Very interesting. I never. A Friday morning wedding in the hotel in Mishalayim. Friday morning wedding. I think maybe I'll go. It'll be interesting. It said, the invitation said, B'diyuk 9:30 chuppah and benching 1 o'clock. I guess in the summer you could do that.
Can you eat there?
What? I'm not going to eat that. Maybe I'll go just to. Interesting. Anyway, the 13th Cheshbon is to use, he starts off, he really, as is his want, he makes a couple of twists and turns and U-turns and K-turns when he gets into a long discussion and he segues into a different discussion. But so the theme of the 13th Oifan, which is on page Reish Nun Beis on the cipher that we're using, is that he has to use all of his koiches in Avodas Hashem. He has to make a cheshbon. Is he using all of his koiches? Is he using all of his intelligence? Is he using all of his? Is he doing his utmost to perform his obligations? And again, the Chavis Halvavis always refers to your obligations as obligations of gratitude, repaying Hashem for what he has done to you. That's universal throughout the Sefer. That's like probably the fundamental yisod of the Chavis Halvavis' Sefer. And he gives a marshal of the Eved that the Rav gave him a bushel of seeds to plant, and he only planted half of them. And the other half, in fact, he roasted in the oven and ate while he was watching a movie, popped them into his mouth. So then the Adon said, what's going on here? So he made him pay. Not only, this is not halacha, this is a moral idea. He made him pay not only for the seeds, but what the hefsed was because he did not plant them and nothing grew. So Hashem is going to come to you. V'kach ochi, we'll learn the last two lines of page Reish Nun Beis. V'kach ochi roi l'cho l'asas chesh minam nafshecha v'meshech hanancha Hashem. What Hashem has bestowed upon you, what Hashem has granted you, mi yedioso, your knowledge of Him, v'havonos toroso, u'mashehenek l'chom in hakoach, He gave you health, He gave you strength, He gave you koach, v'yecholes l'shalem chov cholo, to pay up your debt to Him. Page Reish Nun Gimel, first line, and the takbel is there, Kenegan Mashayot Olapoyel, you know, he gave you all these seeds. How many of these seeds did you plant? How many of these seeds did you plant? Mashayot Olapoyel V'nasal Yadecha Ki Atonitva B'chozeh. Make no mistake about it. Hashem is going to say, why didn't you do your utmost? Why didn't you use all of your abilities? He gave them to you. You're not allowed to squander them. And if we follow his marshal, which was the purpose of the marshal, I would imagine, he's not just going to mon you, he's going to, like, this is what you could have done. Because in his marshal, the Eved is punished for the tzvua that could have grown from the seeds. Ubeprat. And this is something he also throws in throughout the Sefer, because he said he is sold in Shara Avodas Elokim. And again, the Chavis Halvavis is a very, he's always, like, he throws in Agavurcha, something that he holds, that he spent a lot of time on in a previous Shar, and here he throws in the idea that he throws out in Shara Avodas Elokim, that if you feel especially thankful to Hashem because of a particular thing that happened, so you have more of a responsibility to respond in kind. And although that's a big yesod of his, if you feel especially blessed, Hashem gave you a special tova more so than your chaverim or extra or whatever, then you have to respond by doing more, because the whole, that's the Chazal Lovitz's view of our whole Avodas Hashem, is that it's one big thank you. So you have to increase the thank you if you got more tova. So that's why he throws in this sentence, Ubeprat im Ritzifus HaTovos HaMiyuchados Me'es Hashem Olecha. Especially with the constancy of tovos that Hashem does for you. V'lochein, therefore, Roy L'chol Ezer Mosnecha, gird your loins, don't be lazy. Fahashka kol yecholtecha, use your, do your utmost. L'malei chovoscha, sheyiyu ma'asecha. And now he like details it, very like poetic, I don't know what else to call it. Sheyiyu ma'asecha, your deeds should be keneged yediyasecha, your deeds should match your knowledge. I guess he knows that that's usually a big gap. Your deeds should match what you know. Ha'karoscha keneged hishtadlusecha. Here's the other, right? And your hishtadlus should match what you're cognizant of. V'chasoch kol hishtadlusecha ba'asiyos ma'ashe b'diyosecha. Make sure you focus. Be focused.
But shouldn't your deeds actually exceed your?
Well, they should. No. You're quoting Pirkei Avos, and you're asking excellent point. What you were mechaven is to Rabbi Yonah's famous question: how in the world can a person's deeds exceed his knowledge? How? The Pirkei Avos says it should, but how can it? That's absurd. How can he do more? How can it? And his a very famous answer, that once you accept to do whatever you know, so you get the schar right now of the doing. And that's a famous to Bnei Yisrael. It says, Ve'elchu ve'yasu Bnei Yisrael, kechol asher tzivu Hashem olsam. And they said they didn't do anything, it was only the 10th of Nisan. But they were makabel to do, and that's the secret of Nasa v'nishma, that you're accepting, but certainly you can't do more than you know. But you get schar for everything you're going to do from when you're makabel. You're makabel to do it. You accept the old. You accept the yoke of doing it. This touches upon the last cheshbon hanefesh, that don't squander your energies and your strength and your abilities and your talents. Don't squander it on mosros olam hazeh. V'oz lo yilecha koach l'malei chovas dosecha. I guess he's like wanted to pull back a little, you know, in a way that will not allow you to fully fulfill your obligations. Ki Hashem Yisroman v'yisader nosel odem in hakoach kefitzor kol odosu liolomo. Hashem did not give you the abilities he gave you in order to live in a bigger house or to have a later model car. Again, there's nothing wrong with these things, be'etzem, but if that's where your kochos go at the expense of ruchnius, so you're like the Evan that didn't plant all the seeds, and now Hashem's going to be tovea you for those seeds. Umi shehishkia mimenu dover b'mosoros, someone who did expend his energies and his talents on extraneous things that he doesn't need, she'efshar b'ladeyen, yechzalo be'esat zorech lo b'dvarim achrechiyim. You know, so then, whether that's a punishment or that's just, it means you're squandering your koach, and then when you need the koach for basic things, you're not going to have them. Just one more sentence, because it's such a great sentence. I wonder what it says on here, because this is a different translation. Just the next sentence. So, what are we in? Number 12?
13.
Number 13. We're not even here. We're not even here. We're done. Here's 30,
right?
30. Just the the next sentence is so cute. I want to see what he translates it as. Okay, not as cute, but close. V'lachein al tash le'asatzmecha, don't fool yourself. Don't. There's a word in Hebrew. You say al tisle asatzmecha. Don't.
Like shalva, like don't pacify yourself.
No.
Don't mislead yourself.
No. It means that, but the literal word is, like you say, you use a lashon to be toila be'ilon gadol. Don't rely on. Okay, I guess that's what it means. Don't rely on be'ilon ulai shema. If only I would be richer. If only I would have more time. I would do all these great things. If only this. If only that. And you've convinced yourself that you have a wonderful excuse, and Hashem is going to think the same way you're thinking. That of course you want to be a tzaddik and daven properly and learn more, and you want to do that. But you know, if only you could. If only you were smarter. If only you were richer. If only you were. You had the benefits of a good chaverim, the way that guy has. If only you were born frum, the way that guy was. If only you had a different rabbi. If only maybe this, maybe that. If this, if that. Stop. Just get hold of yourself and start now. Whatever you're gonna do, don't. Don't rely on an excuse that has no basis. It's a pretty sad sack excuse. Because I'm not as X as the other fellow. I'm not as smart.